Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Let's go to Wisconsin. Talk to our favorite cheesehead. You hear him late nights on Infinity Sports Network. Talk some Aaron Rodgers and other NFL happenings with Bart Winkler. Rodgers going to drag this out like we know he is, Bart? Or do you think this could be like, when we see Rodgers wrapped in a blanket, gazing off into the ether and trying to mull over his future? Do you think Rodgers actually hangs it up because his ego can't stomach signing something for less than $33 million a year?
Good question. Let me retort with another question. Have I, in my times with you gentlemen, have I ever said anything positive about Aaron Rodgers? Can you recall?
Nothing comes to mind,
no,
Bart.
I'm
no.
thinking.
In fact, do I talk, when I talk, is there like, oh, not only does this guy not like him, there might be like a deep obsession with hating this quarterback. Is that more?
It's why we brought you on today, really. I mean, we want chaos.
Yeah, so imagine my surprise when I see everybody react to Aaron Rodgers being unsigned, 2 days after the start of the league year, and I feel like people are going a little too hard on Aaron Rodgers. Imagine how I feel about that. I think, first of all, why are people surprised that there's been no decision? Why is Adam Schefter, the morning of free agency and the official start of the league year, going on radio hits in Milwaukee, essentially whining, comparing the end of Rodgers' career and this big decision to one of the hosts, how long it takes him to eat breakfast. Total weasel nerd behavior, first of all. Second, this is exactly what Rodgers has always done any time that he's been in a position to make a decision. But this time is different. No one is being held hostage here. He's not under contract anywhere. This is his first time as a free agent. Also, he's not that good anymore. So if the Steelers are like, oh, we're being held hostage, if the Giants are like, oh, we don't know what to do until Rodgers picks up our phone calls, how about you just live your life without him and see what happens? Because here's, I think, what Rodgers' ideal situation is, at least, again, in terms of what we know about this guy. With the two scenarios, scenario number one, he's like every other person. The league year starts, illegal tampering. Rodgers rushes to get signed somewhere. He's in New Jersey by Thursday afternoon doing press conferences, says, I can't wait to get to work. This is going to be fun. Or the other scenario is Rodgers is 41. He still would like to play, but he doesn't want to do the mini camp. He doesn't want to do the training camp. He doesn't want to go somewhere and see what happened to Kirk Cousins last year happened to him. Where's he going to go? The Giants, and then they're going to draft a quarterback? Or is he going to go Cleveland, Tennessee, and then they're going to draft a quarterback? I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to milk this, I suppose, until August. And if you're like the Steelers and you've got Mason Rudolph under center, are you going to turn down a phone call from Aaron Rodgers? No. Plus, if he comes in later in the year, that's less like time he has to get coached by someone. More he can come in and be like, my terms, my rules, you needed me. Maybe he signs in the next week, maybe he doesn't. But I think like everything that we've seen about him would lead me to think that we're not days or weeks away. We're months away from Aaron Rodgers putting on a jersey somewhere else.
And you know what, Bart? I mean, it is such a great point that this is the first time in his career where he's been a free agent, where he can be afforded the time and the luxury to make the decision that he feels is right for him and his future. And we shouldn't feel sympathy for teams like the Steelers and Giants, these old run, like stodgy, we do things the right way. And like, if you do things the right way, you'd have a plan at quarterback, which you clearly don't right now. Nobody is being held hostage. I agree with that take. I think that's really a smart way of looking at it.
Well, and also these teams that may sign him are not good. And they're not an Aaron Rodgers away from going to the Super Bowl. The interesting wrinkle in all this would be Minnesota. And we haven't heard anything from Rodgers' side, but you've got a couple reporters that are really putting in the work to try to tell you what Minnesota is thinking, which I'm not sure I believe. I don't really know who to trust anymore, honestly, in this business. Everybody has got their own agenda, so I don't know what's going on. But Rodgers, like, he hasn't asked you to look at him. And maybe he set up some paparazzi when he was walking on the beach. That was a little bit weird. But he, like, Minnesota would be the one team that, okay, if you bring him in and we've got some good weapons, you know, Aaron Jones is in the backfield. They're buddies. They played together for a long time. Obviously playing with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson would be nice. I think, you know, Kevin O'Connell could be a good kind of person in his ear. But the Vikings, that'd be a one-year thing. They have J.J. McCarthy. They've already sort of chosen, if we're going to bring in a veteran for 1 year, we had that opportunity. We did not extend that opportunity to Sam Darnold and franchise him. We're ready to go with J.J. McCarthy. Do we think that Aaron Rodgers at 41 would get more out of the Vikings than Sam Darnold in his second year with that team? I don't think so. I think for Rodgers, it would be the best situation for him to get him to a Super Bowl, but it would also be the least amount of money he could probably make. And that's the other thing. Like, what does Aaron Rodgers want? Does he want to win a Super Bowl? I'm sure he wouldn't mind it, but I don't think that's what's motivating him. Does he want money? As you guys said earlier, I don't know that he wants or needs money, but it's a little embarrassing when you've been making a certain amount for so long and then you make way less. Does he want to just play football because he's got nowhere else to go in his life? Ding, ding, ding. That's what I think. What's he doing if he's not playing football? He doesn't have a family. He doesn't have responsibilities. He doesn't have, like, what does he do? Just jump on different podcasts for an hour a week? Like, what? Where else is he going to go? So ultimately, I think he's going to play, but I don't think he wants to do the same kind of off-season stuff. I mean, he didn't want to go to minicamp so bad he flew halfway across the world last year and then said, oh, I got my schedule mixed up. No, you didn't. So what does he want in this scenario? I think will help us try to figure out where he might end up.
Bart Winkler, Infinity Sports Network, from Wisconsin, joining us. Bart, I'm going to draw an analogy here. I think at golf, you remember the one or two good shots you made on the day, and you forget about a lot of the other things here. What are we celebrating with this quarterback? A win over the Texans last year? Like, when legitimately was the last time that Aaron Rodgers was good? Because when he was in Green Bay, I remember a Sunday night game where, hey, we've got the Lions here and we need to – he was terrible that night.
Oh, and I really have ingrained that night into my head because it was the last game of the season. The playoffs were on the line. The Lions had nothing to play for. The Packers win and get in. I went to the game expecting, you know, a celebratory night. And then the Lions, who, again, weren't what they are now, a team that's respected, a team that's good, I think they kind of used that game as a catapult to where they are now. And Rodgers played very bad in that game. And I think the last stretch of that season, he didn't play that well either, and he was a bit banged up. I wanted him to sit down. They were like 5-8, and then they won a few games against really bad teams. This was when Baker Mayfield was on the Rams. It was like his fourth day there. They beat some other teams that were no good at the time. And I wanted to see Jordan Love get in because, you know, the Packers, the clock was starting on, are you going to pay this guy and what do you have? But I think Rodgers, like so much of this, has inadvertently drawn from his time under Brett Favre in terms of what kind of position he's in today. That year, he didn't want to sit down. He didn't want Jordan Love to get reps because what if he got reps and then what if he was good? In Favre's final year in Green Bay, there was a Thursday night game against Dallas where Favre left the game. They were down like 25. Rodgers brought them back to within a score, and they almost won a game, and he looked amazing, and everyone thought, okay, this is going to, like, he's the quarterback next year. I don't think Rodgers wanted that situation. Same thing with how Favre didn't want to, he wanted to continue to play at the end, but he didn't want to do the mini camps and he didn't want to do that kind of stuff. And now we might follow the same trajectory from Green Bay to New York to Minnesota. So I don't think it's not intended, but it is funny how history is sort of repeating itself in this way. But yeah, again, to what you asked, like, if you're Pittsburgh, I'm just calling Russell Wilson back. We know what you are. We had 10 wins last year. Now we've got your old buddy DK Metcalf. I would just go back. I would just go, like, sometimes people break up and get back together because they're like, oh, dating's hard and bad and sucks. So I would rather go Russell Wilson if I was Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the Giants, the Browns, some other teams out there. I mean, you do have the draft. However, I don't know that you have 100% confidence, and especially for a team that's desperate like the Giants right now, where you've got a head coach and a GM that know if they don't win this year, they're going to be out. They may not survive the 2025 season. They're kind of in a desperate mode where I think Aaron Rodgers might give them the best chance to win those football games. So Rodgers really kind of holds all the cards here for some teams that have just had some roster mismanagement in the last few years.
Well, let me complain about the Giants, because that would clearly be the reason why Aaron Rodgers would be signed, is because they would look around and think, okay, how it is, we're going to win 3 or 4 games, you know, whatever, maybe we get a quarterback, maybe we don't with the third pick. The only reason they would sign him is because Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, coach and GM, would think this will give us 6-7 wins instead of 3-4. And we'll save our job. I think these NFL like owners or presidents or whoever's in charge, if you can recognize that a GM is putting his job before the success of the team, then just fire him. Don't let them try to save their job. Just move on, because they're not putting the team first. They're putting themselves first. That's why you've seen like a guy like Howie Roseman have so much success in Philadelphia, because he's been there forever. He knows he's not going anywhere. So he can make future trades and try to acquire future draft picks and know that he's going to be there to see it through. And he can take advantage of some of these other GMs that a 2027 pick or 2026 pick doesn't mean as much to them, because they don't even know if they're going to be here. So then they're wheeling and dealing, trying to save their butt. I would just, if I got like lame duck, these guys all usually get fired anyway. So just like the Giants should be cleaning house. They should have cleaned house a year ago. How they've all survived the Saquon Barkley thing is amazing. And they're just getting not fired because the ownership doesn't want to do the firing, but they should not be working there right now.
Talking to Bart Winkler, Affinity Sports Network.
Why am I mad? I get mad about teams I don't even care about. Like the Colts, why did they sign Daniel Jones? Why did you draft Anthony Richardson then? Why do you have a quarterback that you keep, like, the biggest impediment to Anthony Richardson being good on the Colts is the Colts. Let him play. What are you doing?
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, how about the Cowboys? Like, we're laughing and pointing. Like Kyrie Elam, we saw him up close. It seems like a really nice guy, Bart. He can't play. He hasn't been active, but you know what? We're going to give you a draft pick for a player that isn't going to be released, but nobody's really talking about that. It's the Cowboys and how in this era of, hey, we're the last team that always pays their players, it's the Dallas Cowboys, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's CeeDee Lamb. And now the Cowboys, good luck trying to sign Micah Parsons.
Well, my friend, a friend in the business, had a take on the Cowboys the other day that I liked. He was talking about how he actually, like, and you don't really, but temporarily, the Cowboys are not top of mind during this free agency period. You sort of don't realize that they exist because they weren't doing anything. And then, of course, you got, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons on Twitter. Okay, they're back. And then they're signing some random dudes, making some trades. Okay, they're back, they're back. But the word that he used to describe them, and I think it's great, is they are dated. The Cowboys are a dated franchise. They scream 1990s. We love nostalgia. We love the 80s. We love the 90s. We love when decades weren't so homogenous, like everything's basically 2003 still, but also 2025. There's a lack of identity between decades. That's a different thing. But the Cowboys are they're a 90s brand, and they still operate like the 90s. They've got an owner that's the GM. They've got no, like, wherewithal to try anything new. All these other teams are doing, like, these different ways of trying to get analytics and trying to get new team-building process, and the Cowboys are doing the same thing they did 35 years ago. They are a dated franchise, and once he said that to me, it put, like, everything they do in perspective. Like, they're still a recognizable brand in the same way that, you know, you watch Sleepless in Seattle when it's on. Mm. On TNT. It's like, oh, I remember this. This is comfortable. That's why people watch the Cowboys, but they're no good. They're dated.
Bart, you're in the backyard of a team, and I want to say you're an owner of the Green Bay Packers, part owner of the Green Bay Packers.
I am. Thank you.
The time of year where you hear a lot of fans from teams complain about their teams not being active enough in free agency. In fact, I think the Lions fan base has been the most vocal this free agency period, talking about how the Lions haven't done much. And I look at what Green Bay has been over the course of my lifetime for generations. They've always been a draft, develop, and retain organization that doesn't need to dip into free agency versus teams that always have to, you know, try to make a big splash in free agency and win the off season. Do you get a sense that there's one way of doing it better than the other? Is it all about just making the right acquisitions in free agency, or should more teams follow that Green Bay model? And it looks like Detroit has kind of followed that model a little bit here. They're not active because they don't need to be.
First of all, fans are stupid. Packer fans. Okay, Packer fans are desperate for moves, right? Just desperate for moves. And then you're thinking, and we always do this. The free agency class wasn't great. There's some guys that might help on 1 year deals, whatever. That would be exciting. Some name guys, you know. But Packer fans, they're thinking, oh, well, Brian Gutekunst said we're going to be more aggressive, so I'd expect a Trey Hendrickson trade any day now. And then they don't do anything for the first, 3 hours on Monday. Fans are going ballistic. Woe is me. This team sucks. What are we doing? And then they give a 4-year, $77 million deal to a guard from San Francisco, Aaron Banks, who I've never heard of, and I know these no one else has, and then they sign another corner, and it's like, oh, okay. So the free agency period is I think we're just so trained on needing these days where our dopamine kicks in, trade deadline, 15 alerts on my phone, oh, my God, and then you're starting to celebrate, things that are not worth celebrating. You're like, oh, my God, you text your friend group. Did you see this, dude? Dude, Rico Dowdle's a Panther, dude. No, that's not anything. Doesn't matter.
So, Bart, I don't mean to interrupt, but there's a player that the Bills acquired in free agency that I think fits the profile of what you're saying. Should we, as Bills fans, be excited about the acquisition of Joey Bosa?
I'd like the Bosa move if you don't expect him to be Joey Bosa of 3 years ago. So expect him to play a third of the season good, and then you'll be happy. And then everything else is – because that's – the last 3 years he's been healthy for one full season in that time. And if he's just going to replace the Von Miller part, then yes – but are they going to win a Super Bowl because Joey Bosa's there? I don't think that's going to put them over the edge, but I would be excited about that. And that, that's where you use free agency is what do we need that we can't get in the draft, that we have money to spend. I think if you can utilize all agencies, that's the best way. These teams that celebrate, oh my God, the Bears signed two guards, traded. We've completely rebuilt our offensive line. All right, well, you've sunk a lot of money because you can't draft there. And the Packers at corner, they had to go and sign a corner because they've spent 10 first-round picks in the last 12 years on a cornerback. So when you do utilize free agency, it is a tool to be used. Don't get me wrong. And we saw Saquon Barkley and how good the right fit can be. But a lot of times free agency is just showing what you were bad at drafting. And so if you're reliant on it, that's going to hurt you. Jacksonville won the first day of free agency so many times. But if you use it to fill in some gaps, like a Xavier McKinney move in Green Bay last year, that was great. Even Josh Jacobs, that's good. But don't rely on it as your top thing, I think.
Bart, we did so many shows here when there was a certain defensive end that said, hey, I want to be traded. Well, this is the missing piece for the Buffalo Bills, and you had the people saying that all around, talking about Myles Garrett. I'm going to give Danger credit. From day one, he was saying, he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay in Cleveland. They will offer him the money. And the second that, hey, we're going to make this Deshaun Watson contract kind of disappear for now, we'll have to take care of that bill later. Miles, here you go. Here's your money. What do you think of this quote today? And I don't know if you've had a chance to see this. Myles Garrett meeting with the media today, quote, I think the fans will see in my heart My heart is in the right place. It's never been about money. It's always been about winning. We are stupid, Bart. We are stupid as fans.
Well, you know, for Myles Garrett, what I don't like retroactively looking back on how that played out was he made this announcement. He put out a statement because everything's got to be a statement now. And then he went down to Radio Row for the Super Bowl and for a whole week was basically on he went there to get courted by like afternoon radio shows that were on Radio Row from any single city.
Yeah.
And that to then stay with Cleveland, everybody's got a price. Money is a very persuasive thing, and that's fine. It's fine. It's a part of our life. That's fine. But when we pretend it's not, and then it becomes the main thing, let's just not do the song and dance. Let's not. The Browns are probably dumb to pay him. Like, they're not going to win anything, so they could have rebuilt pretty nice around him and then maybe drafted Abdul Carter or got a quarterback or whatever. But let's not go out there and say, you know, in my heart I want to win and then sign a four-year extension with the Cleveland Browns. It just doesn't – but what do we care? We're all going to forget it. Doesn't matter. People get away with saying – like, this is you get away with saying stuff. You could basically say anything you want. There's no repercussions. Nothing matters. So congrats to Myles Garrett, I guess.
You on tonight, Bart?
I am on tonight.
Yes.
We are going to – I text the guy I work with. I said, I think I've drained the Aaron Rodgers well, so please help me come up with other topics. So might be an NBA-heavy night.
Okay. Hey, big win for your Bucks, right? Getting over on the Lakers.
Well, that's another thing, since you got me all riled up. LeBron, I like LeBron. He's not hurt, though. He gets fake hurt. This is the fifth March in a row he's been hurt. If you need time off to rest for the playoffs, just say that. Why all the charades? Why all the songs and dance? Just say what you're doing.
I think we came up with your topic for tonight, Bart. Appreciate it.
I already utilized that one. I'm empty. I am. The well is dry. If you've ever wanted to be on a radio show, this is one of the nights where you call. I put you right on it. Do not matter.
All right, Bart. Well, okay. We appreciate the time as always, man. And you'll be on after we get done with Amherst hockey tonight here on The Fan. So we're encouraging anybody from Rochester listening to The Fan to give you a shout tonight, help you out.
Probably best that game goes into several overtimes.
Appreciate you, man. Be good.
See you, guys.
There he is. Bart Winkler joining us from Milwaukee.
You caught up with him when the Packers came in. He and his buddies every year all right, let's pick one road trip. A lot of Bills fans do that. And they pick Buffalo, and you know they were playing the Blackhawks the night before, and then you were at the game, so you had a chance to have a cold.
Yeah, me and Bart shared a cocktail at Key Bank that season. That was the season that the Bills beat Green Bay, but they didn't look right in the second half of that game. It was a primetime game. Remember this one?
Yeah, and Green Bay kept to the run, and Von Miller goes up to Aaron Rodgers basically like, what are you doing? You know, just kind of poke fun at him. It was an icky win. I came out of that like...
But they didn't look the same moving forward.
Right, and they kind of went into a tailspin after that.
Correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bart's the best. He's one of our favorites, and you can see why. Lots of personality and just sharp. I mean, you know, he's right to his initial point on Rodgers. Well, you know what? Let's talk about this a little bit more here in Happy Hour, which is next on the Fan.
We got to talk about.
And there's a lot happening with the Bills as well.
Wow. We've been. Brandon Bean, part of this isn't his fault. Part of this is. How do you sign somebody that you know has got a PED coming down?
Well, he knew of one, didn't know of the second.
Yeah, and now it's a double down, and oops.
Yeah,
which two Buffalo Bills that they just signed, you're not going to see until late October.
Well, I'm going to try and present a silver lining to this, if you'll allow me to, because there's reason to be upset at this, but I also see I see a bit of a silver lining, if I may. We'll get to that with Happy Hour. That's next, and you can join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.